This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has returned to New Delhi after his successful five-nation tour to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia. During the last leg of his visit, India and Namibia signed two MOUs in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the setting up of Entrepreneurship Development Center in Namibia and cooperation in the field of health and medicine. Three major announcements were also made during the visit on launching the digital payment system in Namibia later this year and entry of Namibia to the global initiatives led by India and Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure and Global Biofuel Alliance. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has highlighted that the loan recovery practices of non-banking financial companies must be conducted in a fair, empathetic and respectful manner, as well as strictly aligning with the RBI's Fair Practices Code. She stated this while addressing the NBFC Symposium 2025 in New Delhi. The minister said that financial inclusion cannot be used as a pretext for financial exploitation. The minister also underscored the need for NBFCs to integrate governance, risk management and customer protection as part of their core beliefs and ethics.
Financial inclusion cannot be used as a pretext for financial exploitation. Lending should be based on genuine needs and repayment capacity of the customers. Loans should not be aggressively marketed or pushed. These messages are going to be seriously taken because that's what is going to be the underlying strength of NBFCs in the years to come.
The 37th Eastern Zonal Council meeting chaired by Union Home Minister Amit Shah began today in Ranchi. The meeting aims to focus upon development initiatives taken by the center for the eastern part of the country, comprising the four states of Jharkhand, Bihar, Odisha and West Bengal. Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Manji and Deputy CM Parvati Parida, Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary and State Minister Vijay Chaudhary are attending the meeting. Earlier, Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren welcomed the dignitaries. The Supreme Court today observed that revision of electoral rolls by the Election Commission in Bihar is within the mandate of the Constitution, but has questioned the timing of the special intensive revision. The court has asked why the exercise being connected to the Bihar Assembly elections and why it cannot be done for the whole country irrespective of the elections. A bench of Justice Sudhansu Dhulia and Justice Joy Malia Bakchi has remarked that the poll body should have acted earlier on the matter if it was to check citizenship. The Enforcement Directorate has filed a money laundering case against 29 actors, influencers and YouTubers for allegedly promoting illegal betting applications. Such an act violates the Public Gambling Act. The probe under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act has been taken up based on five FIRs filed in Telangana and Andhra Pradesh. The Enforcement Directorate is conducting searches at five places in Bengaluru in connection with allegations of undisclosed foreign assets held by Karnataka MLA Asan Subba Reddy and his family members. The searches covered the residence and business entities of the accused, as well as key associates. The allegations pertain to undisclosed foreign assets, including bank balances in foreign accounts, investment in vehicles and immovable properties in countries including Malaysia, Hong Kong and Germany. The death toll in the collapse of a bridge over a river in Gujarat's Vadodara district has gone up to 15, with the recovery of three more bodies. Several vehicles plunged into the Mahisagar River after a portion of four-decade-old bridge collapsed near Gambhira village of Padra town yesterday. Rescue operation is still continuing at the incident site. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.